Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
On a high hill overlooking I-64 between Crozet and Waynesboro, five birders are parked in folding chairs. They've been coming since mid-August and will stay through November, patiently scanning the skies. Among them is Betty Mooney of Charlottesville, who was on hand when a large flock of broad-winged hawks passed through.
We had over 600 in one group, and luckily there were a number of people from out of town here at that moment. And one woman said, "I'll never forget this for the rest of my life." And that's the kind of feeling it gives you. You just don't see things like this. This time of year is very special up here.
Victor Laubach is the Rockfish Gap coordinator for Hawkwatch. He leaves his laboratory at UVA's medical school on weekends to count the birds passing by.
When all the hawks and raptors are in their breeding grounds up north or in their wintering grounds down south, they're spread out everywhere. But when they migrate through certain paths and they concentrate, and we can really get a good assessment of their numbers.
That's important because raptors eat small mammals, insects, and fish, creatures that may carry environmental toxins in their cells. If bird populations are down, it might be a sign that pollution has reached dangerous levels, a problem we ignore at our peril. Also taking a toll on raptors, Laubach says, is the loss of wild lands.
Every year, someone builds a house on a piece of land and there's 1 acre gone. And then the same thing happens in their wintering grounds in the south and in South America. Rainforests are diminishing by square miles every day.
The exceptions are raptors that can adapt to new circumstances.
Bald eagles don't just prey on live animals. They eat carrion and anything they can find. But there are other raptors like sharp-shinned hawks and Cooper's hawks and kestrels. They only eat a very narrow range of prey. And if that's gone, they have no choice but to perish.
To keep up their strength during migration, he adds, these birds do take time out to rest.
Sometimes at the end of the day, we can see 1,000 broad-winged hawks just fall down from the sky and disappear into the trees. And we come up early the next morning and you can watch them one by one rise up and gather and then move on south again.
And raptors seem to have chosen this route specifically because it's easy on their wings.
The Appalachian Mountains form a barrier, and when you have northwest winds, those winds just constantly provide an updraft. So the birds can basically just coast for miles and miles, kind of like a surfer on a surfboard.
This natural show draws birders from around the region to see raptors soaring or circling slowly on rising currents of air in a pattern known as a kettle. Again, Betty Mooney and Jennifer Jowdy.
It's just such an exciting thing to see a bird that big fly over you. There's just nothing like it. Sometimes I feel like if I get really close to the eagles that I'm actually flying.
If you've never seen huge kettles of broadwings fill the sky, they come over in the hundreds or thousands against these beautiful clouds, and it's a sight you'll never forget.
The volunteers will share their numbers with the Hawk Migration Association of North America, which oversees more than 200 sites around the nation, 15 of them in Virginia. I'm Sandy Houseman.